The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Don't wake up, dear. I said it early.
Oh, 5 o'clock.
I just said don't wake up.
What do you mean, don't wake up?
Because you've still got 2 hours to sleep. Now, don't talk going back to sleep, dear.
5 o'clock? Why would you set the alarm for 5 o'clock?
Don't talk or you'll be so wide awake you won't get back to sleep.
Well, quiet.
Back to sleep. I'll get dressed in the bathroom so I don't wake you, dear. I'll be very quiet.
Oh, golly. Well, look, I cannot go back to sleep without finding out what you're doing up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
You're talking to me?
Yes, I don't imagine anybody else is up at this hour.
Well, I hope Aunt Effie is. You go back to sleep, dear. You don't have to get up.
Well, why are you up?
Aunt Effie and I are going to start the kitchen.
Aunt Effie and I are going to start the kitchen. Now, what in Sam Hill does that mean, start the kitchen?
Now, why do you sit up in bed and get all wide awake?
Listen, what does that mean, start the kitchen? Is the kitchen going somewhere? You're giving it a push?
Oh, funny, Aunt. Spring house cleaning.
Oh,
you
no.
You know we started it. I've cleaned this room and washed the curtains.
You mean you're going to take everything off the shelves in the kitchen, pile it in the dining room, so we have just one ungodly mess where you can't find the toaster or the sugar or
anything? We are naturally cleaning the cupboard, yes, if that's what you mean. Don't you like to live in a clean house?
Good morning.
Oh, no.
I'm up and dressed. Isn't this wonderful? 5 o'clock. We're getting a nice early start.
Yes, Aunt Effie, I'll be right down.
Yeah, but why get up at 5?
Oh, honey, you just don't understand, that's all.
No, I certainly don't. Women.
Tomorrow is Armed Forces Day. By presidential proclamation, it's the 10th annual open house by our Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, Coast Guard, and Reserve Forces. Many families, more every year, have developed the fine habit of visiting their nearest ship or station with the family to celebrate the occasion. Visit your nearest armed forces facility tomorrow. Posts, camps, bases, airfields, ships in port, local armories. Tomorrow, all will be open to the public with latest demonstrations of America's power for peace. Plan a holiday around getting better acquainted with your local armed forces. A phone call to your nearest facility will acquaint you with the special events and their times. Don't miss a thing during your Armed Forces Day observance. Turn out in force. Show your soldiers, sailors, marines, coast guardsmen, and aerial eyes that the nation is behind them. There'll be plenty to do and see when you celebrate Armed Forces Day tomorrow with Uncle Sam's good right-armed forces.
No. Just as I thought it would be.
Oh, are you up here?
Honestly, how could two women make such a mess of a place in no time at all? We're both so darn happy about it.
Well, we have everything off the shelves.
Oh,
the shelves. Kitchen and pantry.
Oh, I can see that.
And I have 3 shelves all washed and fresh paper on.
Oh, boy, should we celebrate?
Look, I don't enjoy all this work, you know, dear.
Now, look, that's what you say, but just a thought of cleaning a closet or something, and boy, you perk up and your eyes are sparkling. You just can't wait to get at it.
Well, you just be glad you've got a wife who keeps a clean house.
Now, Aunt Effie and I didn't want to fuss with breakfast this morning, so you'll have to help yourself.
As long as you're doing the pantry shelves, I think I'll start doing a thorough job cleaning the stove and the refrigerator.
Oh, fine, Aunt Effie, fine.
Well, I'd make myself some toast if I could find the bread, to say nothing of locating the toaster.
Yes, well, it's there somewhere, dear. Just look around.
Oh, honey, by the way, listen. The man is coming today with that truckload of topsoil.
All right, am I supposed to do anything about it?
No, I'm just telling you so you know.
All right, we'll be here.
Oh, where'd you put all the knives?
Oh, honey, I don't know. Don't be so helpless. Look around.
Does this bottom part come out of the oven?
Yes, Aunt Effie. Just lift it up and it pulls out.
Uh-huh.
You find a knife there?
Yeah, I found a knife. Can't find a spoon.
What do you want a spoon for?
I want a spoon to stir my coffee as soon as I find a cup. And the sugar. And the cream.
Oh, dear. Spoon first.
Got the coffee.
Can't you stir your coffee with a handle of your knife? I'll get one of our good silver spoons out of the buffet.
Well, you know, I'm beginning to think I'd like to try living in a dirty house. It couldn't be worse than going through this.
Huh? Well, if you did live in one, this is the way that would look all the time.
That's
yes.
Right.
I suppose so. Oh, listen, honey.
I'm listening.
Well, I can't tell. You're up there on that stepladder in the pantry, scrubbing away, happy as a lark.
I can hear you. What do you want, dear? Go on.
Look, I need a little piece of white cloth so I can fasten it on a stick so the man knows exactly where to dump the topsoil.
So what?
See, I knew you weren't listening.
Well, I didn't understand you.
I don't want that truckload of topsoil dumped just any old place. I'm going to put a stick in the ground with a white cloth tied to it so the man dumps the topsoil in the right place.
All right.
See, when I talked to him on the phone, that's what he said to do, so he'd know where I wanted in case I wasn't home when he came.
We'll be here. Tell me where you want it.
No, look, I'm going to put the stick in the ground with a white marker. That's what he said. And just to remind him, when he comes, you might call out to make sure that's what he does in case it's, you know, not the same man that delivers it.
All right. You can take that. That old cloth right there. Take that sheet right on the shelf. It's an old pillowcase. Just rip off a strip.
Okay. My gosh, what smells so awful?
Ammonia. I'm cleaning the stove, and it's the best thing to cut the grease.
Oh. Oh, hi. Good morning, Betsy.
Gee whiz, what a mess.
Yeah, you ain't kidding. You might as well get used to it. It goes on every year.
Daddy will help you get your breakfast, dear.
Yes, Daddy will indeed help you get your breakfast. And you know what? We are going to eat out.
Eat out?
Betsy and I are going to have breakfast at the drugstore down in the shopping center.
Oh, Daddy, I'd love that.
All right. Go on. Now get your hat and coat and whatever you need for school. I'll drive you to school right after breakfast. So go on. Now, I'll meet you outside. Got to fix something out in the yard.
Oh, gee, having breakfast out? I've never done that.
Well, go on. Hurry up now. We'll have wheat cakes and maple syrup.
Now, look, I'm not sure I approve of this
boiling. Let them go. Let's get them both out from underfoot.
Yeah, well, happy house cleaning. Is that the right thing to say?
Oh, I don't know. For goodness sakes, if you're going, then go.
Do these pans go in here? Can't seem to remember where he was.
Well, no, that one goes in that cupboard down there. Oh, dear, I'm so tired I can't even think. Why don't I fix some coffee and everything? Let's sit down and rest. Oh, then after this all day, 4:30.
If we sit down and rest, we'll never get up again.
No, that's true. You really have to keep going.
We keep right at it. We'll have the kitchen all done by dinner time.
Well, when we will both be too tired to get dinner.
Well, he took Betsy out for breakfast. He can just take us out for dinner.
Except I'll be too tired to get dressed up to go out.
No.
Well, I think maybe I'll just fix some macaroni and cheese. That's not too hard.
Good.
No, I guess I'll start putting china back on the pantry shelf.
Mommy?
Oh, I bet. Now, I told you that you and your friends are to play outside. Aunt Effie and I are tired. We have been working hard all day. I am not going to have that mob of children racing around inside the
house. Johnny and Billy went on home, and it's just Susie here.
Oh.
He wanted to go up to my room and play with the dollhouse.
Oh, all right. You can.
And there's a man outside with a truck.
Man outside with a truck? Oh, what could that be?
Well, for goodness sake.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Wasn't some topsoil being delivered?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I forgot.
May I have two cookies and a seat for Susie and me?
You asked your mother.
Is that the topsoil?
Mommy?
Well, I don't know any more than that. He said to be sure and put it where the stick is with a white marker.
Mommy?
Yes. All right.
Honestly. I don't know why men always use that expression, you're the boss.
Mm.
Remember how Mr. Dibble always used to say that?
Yes. My, I wonder how he is. Kind of miss him.
Oh, I do too. And I can tell from the look on your face, young lady, that you're about to ask for cookies, and the answer is no. It's too soon before dinner.
I didn't think you would, but Susie wanted me to ask anyhow.
Oh, you. Go on, you take your friend. Go on upstairs, then. We're busy. Now, what was I going to do?
Put the china back in the pantry.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Goodness, what's that?
Jumping the topsoil, I guess.
Oh, well, are you sure it was supposed to jump right there?
Right there? Well, it's being dumped where the marker was, Aunt Effie. Don't worry about it. We've got enough on our minds.
Well, yes, we'll have to hurry if we're going to be through by dinner time.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. When Dr. Jonas Salk gave the nation the vaccine against polio, as a nation, we sighed relief. Another enemy of health, one affecting the children, had been conquered by science. Now we can worry about something else. Many people took just such an attitude, and it appeared to be justified, for the first years after the vaccine saw a remarkable drop in cases of crippling polio. But last year, the figures rose again. If the vaccine works, why did America have more cases of polio last year than the year before? Well, the answer is painfully simple. Many people neglected to avail themselves of the vaccine's protection. A minimum of 3 shots is still the recommended dose, and it takes time for maximum protection, for shots must be spaced apart. If you have neglected your polio shots while immunizing your children, you are still in danger yourself. People under 40 who failed to get their shots are now chief statistical polio victims. So see your doctor, visit your clinic, or your health department.
Look, Aunt Effie and I have worked all day. We're dead tired, and I don't want to hear any more about it.
And you said be sure the man dumped it where the marker was.
Well, for the love of Frank, when you saw where he was dumping it, why didn't you go out there and say something?
We were busy. And besides, I didn't know where you put the marker anyhow.
Would I have put the marker right in front of the garage doors? Now, I ask you, would I?
I don't know. I saw him dumping it there, and I thought it was funny.
Funny? I think it's more than funny having one ton of dirt piled up in front of the garage doors right in the middle of the driveway, for heaven's sake. Well, Major, didn't that truck driver ask? I mean, didn't he say anything?
Well, yes, he did. He said, are you sure this is where you want the top soil to be dumped? And I said, all I knew was it was to be dumped where the white marker was. And he said, okay, you're the boss.
Yeah, but you...
When I saw where he put it, I thought it was peculiar. But I thought, if that's where you wanted it, you must know what you're doing. Now, look,
well,
I was tired. We have been at this house cleaning all day long.
Well, all right, who could have moved the marker? I put that marker right...
Hello, Daddy. What's everybody so loud for?
Did you move a stick with a white cloth tied to it that was out in the yard today? Huh? Did you?
Oh, no, I didn't, but Billy did.
We
were just playing a game. We didn't know it was anything, Daddy. What was it?
Well, the children didn't know, dear. Nobody told them.
All right, I guess not. Well, I'll get into my old clothes and start removing the pile of topsoil from the driveway. One ton.
Well, fine. Some extra shovels will come out and help you.
No. You're both tired. You've done enough for today. Oh, boy, I tell you, there's certainly something to be said for living in an apartment instead of a house. A ton. A whole ton of topsoil I gotta go out.
He didn't even mention how clean the kitchen looked. After all our work.
Yes.
Really, man.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton and Francie Myers and is produced by Walter Hart.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Hart, thank you.